Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Buenas noches, and good evening, and hello, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? Because we are in an extraordinary moment of divine and incredible connection. We are in a moment right now that is rare, that is unique, and that has so much happening that it has been almost too challenging to be functioning in density right now. And I know a lot of you understand exactly what I'm saying in the way that this is expressing for you. This is a big show tonight. It is a unique show. We have some unique things we're doing. And so we want to jump in right away. And the reason I keep saying we is waiting in the wings right over there is my amazing and gorgeous and talented and beautiful husband, wisdom teacher Sri Ramka, who will be joining me in a little bit on the air this evening. And we are really going to be engaging a conversation that needs to be had in this moment. So first and foremost, thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to you. Thank you for in this moment, I'm loving between now and December, you know, this whole beautiful Mercury mirror, right? So imagine, and I'm going to roll away for a minute right here. You see this? You know what this is. I created this. This is the discus of Vishnu gazing up into the discus of Vishnu through the unified presence of your sacred union soul experience, which means the complete balance of the masculine and feminine. In this steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust that ignites the Taurus field, we're looking up within it, and where you become the zero point energy generator. And why this week, that is becoming such an important thing to be aware of. So get into the queue with the phone lines. I'm watching 517-208-1500 fill up fast. So get in there, 517-208-1500. And of course, over at BBS Radio, where you can use the 800 line, give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. And again, that's 888-627-6008. And if you want to know how I know all these numbers so well, give a shout out to Todd Latham, everybody. Todd has joined us as part of our beautiful family, living here full time as a resident at Tosa Blue Mountain. Todd is amazing, and he is so precious. He showed up with laminated copies of our phone numbers so that I wouldn't be sitting here floundering around every week. And so that just gives you an idea of how great filled we are that Todd has joined us. And I just wanted to give him a shout out this evening, because we are in this moment of extraordinary community connection. And I know that's happening over there at YouTube, over at Official Sri and Kira, or over at Oneness Talk Radio, where you guys can be watching the show, chatting with each other. Again, over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, or Oneness Talk Radio, onenesstalkradio.com for sure. Guys, I want you to take in that breath of knowing, because I want to share a couple things with you this evening. I'm going to go ahead and put them up on the screen right now. Many, many, many people, especially with this energy upon us right now, and especially as we are heading into this day out of time, let's not forget, and I'm going to share this screen with you right now, that those of you that have the up-level calendar, well, then you already know that have on the up-level calendar for the month of October is noticed that the 31st is eliminated. It's just not there. And this was put out this way, so much so that a lot of you wrote me early on and told me I screwed up and on and on. And I really had to just hold my trust in the fact that that's what I was told to do when the calendar was put out. And I didn't really know why. I just trusted it. And then after the 8-8 Lion's Gate ignited, Remember, that's when that chalice became us. We had been, that chalice opened on the June 21 solstice this past year, 2020. The chalice ignited, held us open to the 33rd dimension until we hit 8-8, whereby all of that energy we had the capacity to claim, just going back through all the up levels, whereby the divine feminine came out and brings us all the way, I'm fast forwarding to right now as you're gazing at the calendar. We are tonight, right now, Tuesday, the 27th. We are four nights away, perfect balance, from October 31. And October 31 is literally, and I mean literally, a day at a time. It is a moment that has been converging for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It is a very rare experience. And we are all very blessed to be here right now at the moment that it is coming forward. And I want to quickly share with you again, Sri and I have been sharing this now for over a week about the current time compression. And the reason I'm going through this with you again right now is I'm just going to do the fast version, is that as we're moving into this week, the intensity is because of this. Time has been shifting. We have been surfing time. We have been remembering the fluidity of time. We have been challenged to go beyond our own sense of what is. And the blessing of this beautiful sharing of what the current time compression is really makes it really does bring it all together if you let yourself relax into it. And suffice it to say that what you want to pay attention to right here is October 2020, that we have skipped ahead 6 months from where we completed September 2020. And when we step out of October, and we step into November 1, 2020, we are actually stepping into the energy that has already manifested when we remember time is fluid and circular. We're stepping into that energy that has already manifested with full conscious awareness of what we have learned, bringing that mastery into this moment. November 1, 2020, and it's when we, in this time surfing fluidity experience, come to a full stop, meaning we're going to go through this cycle and it's going to be one energy and it's going to feel like a full stop because of how well, and we really have, how well we have adapted to receiving these compressions. Now, I want to share one more thing with you before I jump into what is happening right now and this week and start and Saturday with this November 31. When we come out, meaning we come out of this September-October time compression insanity that has just led us to even greater sanity, right? This incredible intense moment that you made it through and you're almost done. It's going to, believe me, it's going to seem like you've never had more space. And so as we come in, as we really come in to this November, December as one energy, it is carrying the energy of the equinox of March 2022, which is why this equinox of March 2021 matters so much, because we already have had that and it already happened in September. Now, I know that this is mind-blowing, mind-challenging information. We are at the moment of being mind-blown or mind-defied. You are at a moment right now where the truth is very clear and very obvious. However, it demands you remembering this is the energy field you are capable of generating. This is you as zero point energy. And one of the things that I'm loving in the fact that this was shown to me way back in August. And those of you that have been with us in the WWA Global know the evolution of how this came together. And what is so profound is that in this moment right now, you are being gifted with true energy. And what is so perfect about this moment, that all of this has come together, that we are cycling into this one moment. What is so perfect about that is that this is also the same moment that when the left brains and the energy of density and the polarity and all the other things that are screaming and yelling for your attention, the distraction that is really trying to stop your evolution of consciousness, when Einstein, of all the greatest left brains that ever was, is finally being irrefutably validated. And it doesn't matter where you are in the whole science debate, which is a fascinating thing to witness from a seventh dimensional perspective. What is so beautiful is that density itself is birthing from density the solution to put in front of those who are still not willing to see. It's Gaia coming back and saying, look, I know that I'm holding this third dimensional density energy. And so let's start having some other experiences of density that can be received through any experience. And specifically, let's invite the brain into a moment of receptivity and expansion that's going to take it far beyond. And so consider how loved we are and how beautiful that is. And so I put together a collection of some of my favorite Einstein quotes that I feel really do amplify this moment. And these are also included in the article that Sri just posted this article. It's at sriankira.com about mind blown or mind defined. And get into sriankira.com. There is also a video that I'm going to be playing here, premiering here in just a moment. And everything I'm sharing is setting that up for you to understand. So I want you to look at my I just did this today. I hope you guys enjoy it. My beloved, the most amazing left brain, right? Can we just say yes to some of that? And so there it is, the quote that I keep butchering. I made sure I had it exactly so I don't keep butchering it. My favorite of all Albert Einstein quotes: no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. This is a consciousness moment. This is who we are. And then I want you to look right there. Everything is energy, and that is all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. My bad on the typo. You cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. And the reason that my heart loves this quote, and I wanted to share it with you so much, is you are not crazy. You are not crazy. You are probably even in a greater sense of, quote, sanity when you are in your seventh dimensional presence, really able to have the grasp of everything that's happening in density, and to really claim that match the frequency of the reality you want. It is your choice. You are the commander of that. This is not woo-woo. This is who you are. You've just been conditioned to think otherwise. All right. And you feel your crown chakra as I'm sharing that with you. Now go to the other side of the screen. Concerning matter, you can just see beautiful Einstein sharing this, right? Concerning matter, we have been all wrong. What we have called matter is energy, whose vibration has been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter. We are spiritual beings having this beautiful human experience, organizing this energy based upon the frequency, the vibrational lowering. It's just about compressing that. And last night, if you've been joining us in Monday Magic, and I hope you are, and if not, go to sriankira.com, find out about it, join us, be there. As we were unwrapping some extraordinary keys to our ascended presence, a lot happened. And this quote just feels so perfect, because as the sharing was going, it was shared that as we are sharing with you now, you are hearing the frequency, you are adjusting to the vibration of your true home, and that you are hearing that. When we are addicted to the senses of density, then we keep our vibration low because we only want it to be perceptible to one state of knowing, one state of being. This is why your energy is so coveted, so known, because you are that powerful. You are that zero point generator. And down at the bottom, many of you may already know Albert Einstein was an incredible proponent of vegetarianism. And there's many, many famous quotes. However, this one is my favorite because it goes back to the consciousness conversation, which is the conversation I would have enjoyed having with him and look forward to having at some point in our collective future, past, present, has been. Vegetarian food leaves a deep impression on our nature. I want you to breathe that in. Just that first part of that sentence. Vegetarian food leaves a deep impression on our nature. You know, in Native American traditions, one of the things that we know is that when you are a vegetarian, animals are more attracted to you because you do not smell like death to them. You smell like safety and life. This beautiful Tosa Blue Mountain right here, all the animals, all the mothers birth here. We just had another situation up in the temple with lots of beautiful new babies. They are all coming here because they know they're safe on this land. And we send up that signal. And vegetarianism has a deep impression on our nature because we are no longer using murder or excusing murder. We are no longer excusing violence. We are now at that moment where, as the beautiful cosmic Essena remind us, that nothing needs to die for you to live. This is what Einstein is saying here. It's that deep impression. It changes who we are. And that's when we get to this next sentence. If the whole world adopts vegetarianism, it can change the destiny of humankind. And I want you to really breathe that in, because are we not at a destiny moment? Are we not at one of the biggest destiny moments we have ever been in? And this brings us to the moment at hand. And I'm going to take a moment here and share with you a film. It's a short film that was actually a conversation from this morning. And this conversation happened with Jess. Jess and I were checking in about the WWA Global Summit. And through the conversation, this conversation came up. And so what may I do for you, Sri? My husband has snuck over and I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
The movie needs to be loaded from...
It was, honey. I already have it up.
Oh, you are.
I told you I already did it.
Thank you.
My husband loves so much. He was worried I didn't have the movie up, guys, but it's up. And this is what we're talking about, the distractions and the focus. And so perfect timing. So I even forgot what I was sharing other than I'm just going to share the movie. And then after the movie, Sri will be joining me. And this was the conversation between Jess and I this morning. And when this conversation happened, as we were talking about the WWA Global Summit, we both came to realize it was more for all of us. And so I'm going to play it. And Sri will be joining me when we return. Please enjoy this, because we're going to be talking about it.
Was we have this huge mirror of Mercury in this moment where it's all about coming into this third chakra and power. We are building to this literal, it's so mind-blowing that it can be mind-defying. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is what I was writing.
Mind-defying.
Right. Mind-blowing can become mind-defying. And so I'm sharing that with you because we're at that moment of, are you ready to have your mind blown or are you ready to have your mind defied? And what I mean by that is that if you keep arguing with it, you'll stay stuck in it. Or are you ready to just go, you have to let go, because what we're talking about is so outside of everything we have ever been taught is real or normal or we should understand. And yet there are too many of us who are on the undeniable other side of this, not only completely aware of what's happening and seeing it, but able to actually be aware of the totality of everything that's happening at once. Mm-hmm. And And to have gone beyond our own self-limitation, to have gone beyond our own moment of saying, wait a minute, I'm doubting myself because, and having looked at all of those becauses. And that's what Mercury's doing right now. That's what's amplifying right now, is that all of those becauses are in front of us. Because Jess, if we can step it. And what I mean by step it is say, look, go back to the foundation of your spiritual essence, which is you absolutely know you are an eternal being having an experience through a body of form. You got to start there, right? So let's building block one, right? The four knowns, right? Let's just bring out the four knowns, right? Because that's what it is, the four knowns. So, you know, I am not this body, right? So we could be moving through the four knowns, and maybe as I'm sharing that with you, maybe that's what we need to do, because that builds what I'm talking about, which is once you accept, okay, I know this, then I know that past lives are not fiction. I know that past lives are absolutely real. I know for a fact that, you know, this is a culmination of many other experiences. I'm aware of that at whatever level, whether it's an essence or not, because that's a building block of consciousness. It really is, because it expands the limitation of this is it. Right. And so we talk about that and we build upon that, getting to the moment then, well, if all of that, if I'm really authentic, right? If I'm really nakedly authentic, if I'm really walking that walk, then if I honestly do own all of that, if I really do own all of that, then of course I am living in the fifth dimension, and the fifth dimension is real. And if my left brain still needs more demonstration, Einstein at this moment right now is being absolutely validated beyond anything. And let us not forget, he was one of the greatest proponents of vegetarianism. He also said it was the only way we would save the planet. Let's pay attention to what this beautiful, beautiful, incredible being brought into the planet. Right? Because that's the greatest left brain of all is speaking from the universe saying, pay attention. So I think that's where we're at right now.
Wow.
And I think that this week, like last night, were you there when I, Jess was horrible when I saw those clubs beating my head and crushing my skull. And and I here I am teaching you guys, sharing all of this, and I kid you not, I am having a completely other experience right here. And it was this nasty wooden long club with metal spikes, like hand chiseled black metal spikes. And I remember the minute I felt it hit me and I went down while I was teaching you guys.
Wow.
And you know, and that's happening a lot lately. I'm remembering when I was in this little cave. It was like I want to say it was Europe somewhere. I'm thinking it was France. It might've been why I always wanted to go back to Paris. But I was, it was a witch thing. And I was in this underground prison where they had like hacked out like whole, like somebody had hand hewn like a cave, and there was a heavy metal gate in front of me. And all I could do was sit there as I felt my body rotting away and dying. And it was a long, slow, horrible death. And I just remember sitting there, there was nothing I could do. In the clothes they dragged me in on, and that was it. And it took like months for that to happen. And so what it gave me was an opportunity, because I finally had to get to the point where there was nothing I could do about what's happening to the physical body. It gave me the opportunity to spend those many months being and really, really coming into the presence and the empowerment we can call forward. And so I've had a few others come forward in front of me as well. All of them, you know, goodness gracious, I think it's why I'm so hypersensitive to pain in this lifetime, is because I had no idea how many lifetimes I was tortured. And so we are all at a moment where that's all bullshit. None of that matters. And it doesn't mean that they're not. And see, even as I'm sharing that to you right now, they're trying again. And that's how they're coming after me this week. And this is what they, right? Is that they're putting all of that in front of me. Like right now, I feel like I'm drowning. And in this lifetime, I actually did try to kill myself by drowning when I was 21. Yeah. Wow. And that's what I feel like right now. That's why I know that feeling. And so I'm sharing this with you for a lot of reasons. Number one, because they said it so well last night in the installment. No one is immune from what's happening right now. So to believe you are is the epitome of spiritual activism and egoism and absolute knowing that you're refusing to look at what's really happening. Anyone who can't look at it and own it, and that's why I'm doing it. And so, and as I'm sharing this with you, remember last night they said we will connect with you with the tone of your home. Well, as I'm sharing that with you right now, I'm hearing that. And it's like suspending me, right? And so just, I guess my question is, do we share to that level? Like, should I be the one to kind of lead the charge and say, okay, look, none of us is immune. Here's how they're really trying to pull me.
So this is all beautiful. Yeah, if you share this on Soul Mirrors, I think absolutely, like, this is really important to be sharing. And I know everybody is tuned in, you know, everyone's kind of keyed up this week and wants to hear, me included. Like, this is all just like, I'm writing notes and just reflecting, because it's huge. It's not just about, you know, the 31st being like the most powerful day of the year. I mean, you said this was like a 6,000 something year event. We're all feeling this, Kira. I mean, it's
Jess, and it's hiding in plain sight. You do understand that by bringing this in on the 31st, this is that moment where, and why are they showing me this week all the times I've been tortured, killed, whatever, for being a witch, you know, when all I was doing was helping women deliver babies, you know, or whatever.
Right.
And so what's so important here to remember is that this is the greatest attack of women you will ever see.
Yeah.
You're never going to see the divine feminine attack more than you will starting right now. And, you know, I woke up this morning to see, you know, I don't look at mainstream or anything. And I'd actually been off even deeper than normal, not even looking at email for a few days. And the first thing I saw was what the United States has done to their Supreme Court. This is the greatest attack on women you have ever
Did you
seen.
Hear what happened to our governor too? There was a militia groups that tried to kidnap her, like literally, and put her on trial.
I saw it, and my heart sank that nothing was affirmed about it, because it was more
been
than
trying. Yeah. She's been really trying to call it out. You know, I mean, she's
God
definitely really, truly, I mean, she really is exemplifying a strength and an empowerment in the face of all of it, and calling on it to be called out, you know, but it's not, but it's, you know,
but she's in a feminine wrapper. That's why I'm saying
that exactly. She's being attacked because she's a woman.
That's it. This is beyond politics. This,
because
well,
she's a woman.
Right. And that's the greater issue. It's, had this been a man, there would be a very different, it would still be a malicious response because of the political dimension,
right.
But because she's a woman, it's hitting harder. This is the moment when, and it really is a call to arms. And that's what we're building up to this Saturday on the day of the witch. Take that in.
Yes. You know, right.
I mean, take that in on the day where it's okay to be horrid and gory and to be as evil as you can be, and in the name of fun, we're just joking. And this, of course, the consciousness wheels would collide on that day, because that day carries all around the world. It's not just limited to one country, and it has its own ideology, and it calls out, this is like Christmas for that type of energy. So think about this. If you have the fourth dimension right now, squeezing down onto the third, this is the fourth dimension's Christmas.
Right.
They're gathering. This will pull out even those who only go to church once a year. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
This is why, Jess, this is why it is so important that from the minute the sun, and it has to be done in the light, it has to be done during the day. that the minute the sun comes up until that sun goes down, you check out from all technology. You just check out for the day of all technology. That means no interface with technology. You remember what it's like to live a day without the dependence of technology, and that you give yourself the gift of presence through silence. Now, you can listen to music, you can dance, you can do whatever you want. We're not saying sit in prayer. We're not saying don't eat. Make a feast, right. Share with your friends, smile, learn how to understand each other in other ways, write notes. But it's a moment that says, I'm going to take this one moment to let the earth know, earth, mind, heaven, and above know that I am here and I am not addicted to the distraction. And can you give yourself just even one day to look at that addiction? One day to notice how many times it calls during the day? To really recognize and remember, I am. And then the minute the sun goes down, turn it all on. You know, do whatever your heart calls you to do, but it has to be done during the day. And so that's the other passion that I'm feeling.
And welcome back. And you can see our passion and where we are on that right now. And I wanted to welcome in officially my beautiful and beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Kaur, who I am just so grateful is here with us right now. Thank you for being here, sweetheart, because what a ride you've been on. We've been on, the world's been on. And I hope you guys understand why we played that for you just now, because we want to have a little more conversation about that.
Well, yeah, and it's powerful and deep, and yet it begins at the most superficial of levels. When I say it begins, the recognition and the invitation to consciousness will begin at every level of your being, and usually it'll happen emotionally or physically, mm-hmm. because the foundation of our experience here is based upon this body. So the body's got your physical, and guess what's tied to it? Your emotions. Your emotions and the physical are just, you know, they're married. And then the mind is right there dancing with it all.
So it feels like a victim triangle debate, right? Yeah. It really does. It feels like a little mini victim triangle.
Well, and so one of the things that's been happening this week, let alone crescendoing to the end of this week that we're going to be talking more about, is people are more sensitive emotionally.
Yeah.
There is a
compression.
Yeah. For example, when you're really stressed, we have less bandwidth for compromise or conflict, right? That's the nature of the emotional body. When there is a frequency going on in our emotions, we have less resilience unless we truly anchor outside of the third dimensional experience. Mm-hmm. So this is why it's an invitation. This is what's very cool about it, is that this energy that's going on and this compression and this alignment that's coming up at the weekend is, you're going to know that you're in it because of this kind of reactivity. And that is the invitation to step back from the drama, to witness yourself having the experience and thereby claim your freedom.
Now, really breathe that in, because again, As we've been sharing, as you saw, Jess and I, and most of you, I hope, know Jess Jutadin, who is our regular co-host right here once a month on Soul Mirrors as well, next week, as a matter of fact. But she and I were really having that discussion, Sri, and the thing that came up is, we are at that moment, and I started the show with that short little synopsis of what's been happening with this rise of the divine feminine power energy. This moment right now is about owning it. And when I share that, what did your third chakra just do? Did you feel that? I could feel all of you right now, kind of like that twinge, like, okay, right? But this week is all about power and empowerment, and it's of the balanced energy so that you can sustain that zero point field of creation and thereby ignite the law of instantaneous manifestation. Now, this is all coming to this massive moment of evolution that so few people are even aware of. Yeah. And it's fascinating that it's coagulating on the 31st. And do I have that? I can't remember if I put that graphic up here to be seen. I did. So let me share this with you right now. And this graphic is what I have been seeing as far as the way that this cycle is working and where we're at right now. And so this is the cycle of eternal consciousness. And the first thing that you want to really relax into, and really you want to kind of relax into this graphic, and I'll get it out there maybe without text on it so you can really feel into it, is that this is eternally expanding. And based upon how you're gazing at it, you're either gazing up into it and you see the expanding upward spiral, or you're gazing down into it and you're seeing the downward spiral, or you're in the spiral circling with it in the lateral spiral energy. Regardless of where you are, you're eternally expanding. This is the cycle of eternal consciousness. Now, you see where I have that violet arrow? That is the cycle of the eternal consciousness that is ever expanding. That is that field that goes well beyond that which would be limitless to start even having the conversation to discuss. It is that field of eternal expansion, and it is ever churning, the sea of creation, that churning, you know, all of the different beautiful traditions have their own way of describing it. So imagine that sea is churning in this direction. And in the middle of it is this beautiful cycle of the rarefied, what Einstein in the quote I just offered you is talking about, that just the reality is where you dream it, basically, is what he's saying, right? And so the denser that vibration, the more the energy coagulates all the way down to, if you look in the middle of that blue arrow, which is where we start coming into densified consciousness, and that's really right about the fifth dimensional transit area, you notice there's always this beautiful illuminated area, and you see where the two arrows have that little teeny tiny opening. Well, these two cycles that spin independently of each other, yet are expanding in equal expansion distance, are hitting a very rare moment. And that we're already in it. But that peak infusion, that peak moment is this October 31, 2020. And that is why it is the day out of time, because what it's heralding is a peak experience for this cycle of humanity. Yeah. And I want you to breathe in how huge that is. So let's just take a moment and explore that.
Yeah, it's the purpose of the graphic. One of the purposes, anyway, is to show you that it's a pinhole, and it's
literally
it only shows up.
But that's
so
all
rarely.
You need, right? It's all you need, but it is a pinhole.
And when you are in the dark, a pinhole of light is brilliant.
Massive. Archangel Zadkiel's little self-test: take a flashlight, shove it into your hand, turn it on, sit in a dark room, and watch how little you need to lift it to get a whole lot of light.
It's a whole lot of light indeed.
It's a whole lot of light.
and so consider for a moment, it's like a punctuation.
We
have been on this ascension escalator for the last several years, and it's been a huge crescendo this year. The year
really?
Of 2020, the four with the double infinite, and the four is about achieving a balance.
Right, perfect balance. Still
and the
centered.
Infinite is just that, connection to the cosmos. Well, here we are. We have been compressing time. We have been our minds have been challenged to understand what our bodies are feeling.
Or defied. Go read the article.
And what's coming up on October 31 is this bing, this harmonic pulse of light that will enter in a focused way that we have not ever experienced here in our lifetimes on Earth.
Nor will we again. And that's why this is so important.
And so for those of you that are saying, yes, I've been noticing, I've been feeling in the time compression and the rest of it, pay attention.
And breathe.
This is an opportunity, and it's a wonderful, it's like everyone goes out on the eclipse. Well, why don't we, this is better than that.
It really is. Now, I want to share one other reason, one other reminder for you. And that is, this is the 2020 energy flows. I put this out late in 2019. That this year is unique. And we can all say yes to that, right? That's certainly proven to be very accurate. But this was the first year where it was going to be about this dragonfly of experience, and it was mastery experience. Yeah. And the way that the dragonfly affected the year was that is what called forward that trinity of energy of profound shift, visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, and the awakening to self-ascension. And so here's another reason why this October and when we jump over into November is so important. Look at October on here. This is the energy flows of 2020. And you know that the profound shift are those squares, those anchor columns. We just put that first anchor together in September. That's that first area of profound shift, which was the squaring of the January, February, September. Now, here's what's unique. This is all about the three pyramids right now. This is all about visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. You first see the bigger pyramid, that is those two arrows that start at the pillars and go up to the dragonfly. That is what's going to take us. That's literally when that comes together, which will happen on December 31st. That's when that dragonfly is going to lift, literally pull this whole year up as an up level bump for 2021. So just breathe that in. And this is why October is so massively important, as is going to be November. Because when we close October, when we step into October 31, we are going to, quote, seal the fate of the visionary transformation through timeline adaptation that first opened in March, April this year. So if you look back at March and April this year, it was kind of scary. That's when countries started closing down. That's when things started getting different than they've ever been. That's when, quote unquote, reality started setting in for a lot of people. Lives started changing. So here we are in October, and you see it's like a balance. This month has been about the wisdom and the mastery that we have been able to call forward from these time compression experiences, which is why they were gifted to us, that if we can be consciously aware that we are in a greater sense of mastery than we were even yesterday, and that we are exponentially growing right now, and let our mind adapt to that so that we don't limit what's coming in, then we get to anchor October as the chalice, right? It becomes the chalice, and we get to hold open that 33rd dimensional portal. Or this October energy can anchor very, very deeply and tilt back on top of March and April, sitting on top of it like a weight, making it a anchored pyramid, where at that point, the only thing we can do is hold open the eye. So we have a really big moment in front of us. And then that's going to be the second of those three pyramids. And the third will come at the end of November as well. So this is what this week is all about. This is what Saturday is all about. It's that opportunity in that pinhole to receive at a moment when the divine feminine is being attacked in a way it has never been attacked before. This is literally a moment where we are defining our human nature. Yeah. This is why we're putting Einstein back in front of you. And it really is a profound, profound moment.
And it's important to understand and recognize, I know that this rings true for most everybody listening. Mm-hmm. The divine feminine has nothing to do with the gender of your body. Mm-hmm. And that to those who are deep in density, exactly. The definition and perceptions are more truncated, and a feminine means female.
Right.
In the greater cosmology of energy, feminine is the energy of nourishment, is the energy of embrace, is the energy of acceptance, it's the energy that supports creation, it's fundamental.
And it is strong.
Yes.
And empowered. And that's why everything is doing what it's doing this week. It's the moment to claim it.
And so many females on our planet have been abused by virtue of the fear of the feminine and mm-hmm. the incredible power that it represents.
Right.
And so you have this distortion that's been dancing out in density for so long. We are at the time where the emergence of true empowerment, spiritually based empowerment, is an embrace of the divine feminine. And that whether that expresses through the men who are active in the world or the females that are active in the world is irrelevant. What's clear is it is calling to be expressed.
And balanced. This doesn't happen unless that is within balance, within the one, within the you. And so this is a big conversation for a big moment. And please go to shrinkira.com, read the article that was just posted, watch the video again, pay attention, bring this in. And Sri, I want to jump to the phone lines.
Sure.
We've got some people specifically that have some questions. Let's start with your questions. Sri and I are here to answer them or to hopefully add some clarity to things that might be confusing. So we're going to jump over to BBS Radio, and we're going to begin with Carol from Canada, who is also a first-time caller. Hey, Carol, namaste, and welcome to the show.
Hello!
Hi!
Hello!
Woohoo!
Hi. It's the cold of the wild from the north.
Yahoo!
Woohoo!
I'm just so pleased, and I just feel so blessed to be able to speak with you today. I decided this past weekend to create, on the 31st, an organite. And I've gathered all the crystals, and I've gathered all the materials I need to make this organite. Your show today spoke about quantum physics, spoke about generating, spoke about compression. And I was just wondering if you could do me the honor and the blessing in co-creating with me and giving me a prayer of intention as I create this on the 31st.
Wow. Angel, my heart chakra is so... I feel like I'm suspended by wings right now, literally floating with you, and that this is a promise kept. This is a moment. This is not an accident, right? This is not an accident that you're our first caller this evening. And so I just want to say thank you with all my heart
thank
and soul.
You.
And as all of humanity comes together, as all of us who are tuning in, who come together, as we timestamp this moment so that no matter when you're listening to it again, this is the energy that you are receiving. May we know that your hands are guided by the divine, that your heart is eternally inspired by the presence of eternal wisdom, love, and knowledge, and that with each breath, you are reignited into the depth of the eternal mastery. And with each movement, you become ever more that which is, offering to that which is all. And so it is.
Oh, thank you so much for the blessing. And I will carry this with me on Saturday. And we'll think of you both and everybody as this organite generates all those beautiful prayers and those thoughts.
Thank you.
While I was listening earlier, I realized that on 10/31, 2020 is a 144 day.
Mm-hmm.
And that again just confirms for me how important this day is for all of us.
Well,
thank you so much.
No, thank you for sharing. We love you. Many blessings. Namaste. Well, I need to take a breath. How about you, Sri?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm hoping we get a picture. I forgot to send us a picture, Carol. All right, Sri, let's run over here. We're going to go down to the Oneness Talk Radio call board. We've got quite a few hands up here. Let's start over in Clearwater, Florida. And we're going to say hello to a caller who has a question as well. Namaste, Clearwater, Florida.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Namaste, sweetheart. Welcome.
Namaste. My name is Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Welcome.
Thank you. So nice to meet you.
You too.
My son is Gary Watson from Illinois. And I'm so pleased to be able to thank you for big part of it. I'm going to cry.
Oh, I'm going to cry too. So,
I've always known this man was in there someplace. And to see him now, I'm so proud and so humbled and happy to be his mother. And I'm so blessed. I just knew that he was always going to find himself. And thank you for being a part of that.
Well, Angel, I want you to first hear that. They're saying, may you see that the angels of miracles are real. We had no idea who you were on this call board. And what were the chances? And our call board has over 100 lines and it's full. And your line was radiating. And so I want you to know that it's the angels of miracles that are talking to you right now and saying, sweetheart, let it get even better. This is just the beginning. And I have my arms out around you and I am just loving you so much. And thank you, beloved mother, for being here now. We love you, Angel. You're amazing. Thank you for staying on the planet.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has. We love you, sweetheart. Mwah. Many blessings. I just need a moment to collect myself.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, and for those of you, I hope those of you were here last week. Gary called in and that's her son and shared his story that touched us at such a deep core of our heart that I really wanted more people to hear it and thereby was going to play it on Sunday's show. And guess who called in? Gary. Yeah. And then we have his mother here tonight. And I'm reminding all of you that miracles happen. That's what the Mastery Mentorship Team is about. I mean, get the app. Don't, you know, just get it. It's free. Download it. Use all the free features. Be part of something where miracles are happening in real time. And then, you know, if you think that you're worth $2 a week, join the mastery team and get us live on the first Saturday of every month. It's coming up next week where we literally share all of our miracles together, where we come together in a way where we do live ensoulments, where we are really, it's the epitome of the community. And I really encourage you to pay attention. Just go to any app store, any device, whatever, just look for the app. Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, or just type in Sri and Kira and the app should come up as well. Because right now is when this matters. Yeah. People's lives are changing. I'm looking at how many people. Let's talk to somebody else, Sri. We have so many other people. And we're gonna go to it looks like Ciara from Michigan, another first timer. Hey, on line 6. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before.
You are doing great.
I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that video of you and Jess talking. It was so powerful and just it really struck something within me. And just, Kira, your honesty and your vulnerability and your authenticity and just the pure strength and commitment that you exude and that you embody is just beyond words. And I can't even explain to you how much I admire you, Kira. You are such like a role model to me and I feel like you are almost a mother to me and I am just so grateful to have been guided to you and Sri and Jess, and all of you inspire me every single day. And I'm just so grateful because of you guys. I am finally healing. I am remembering who I am. I am reunifying. I am trusting and I'm lifting. And truly, no words suffice to describe how grateful I am to you both and to Jess and to the guidance that brought me to you all. I love you all so much and I'm so grateful.
Oh, honey. First of all, you know you feel us, right? We are loving you so much. I am so proud of you.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you. You are breathing. You know, the only soul reading would be back at you. You know, it is time for you to stand up and go, you know, in the words of Rev Ike, that's for me, right? That's for me. That's for me. And they're all jumping and saying, own it, claim it, be it. And I love it because we're out of time. And thank you for closing the show with such a powerful statement of what an empowered woman is all about. You rock, girl. We love you.
Follow your dreams.
Thank you so much.
Mwah. Many blessings. Oh, thank you. And you know, to all of you that are tuning in, Sri and I sincerely want to say thank you for being. And yes. Sri, what beautiful words of wisdom are we all ready to hear from you, my angel?
You know, the moment we stop looking at what others are thinking and start being that which we are, we automatically kick ass and have a great time.
I love
it. Go for it.
Party. And remember, go to SriAndKira.com. Please read the article. We just posted it on the homepage. You'll see it. Click on it. Mind-blowing or mind-defying. Read the article. Watch the video again. Get the word out. Get people to read the article. Get people to watch the video. Yeah. Let's get as many beings as possible. And then, hey, send us a picture. Send us your sharing. Send it to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com. And we'll include it in next week's episode of Soul Mirrors. We love you so much.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at SriAndKira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.